Now, we're care for life. The animals that I rescue are abandoned in the wilderness, in the deserts, in the forest, and they're starving, or they were born there. They were born of parents who were abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And they're domestic animals, and they're starving, and they're injured, and they're sick, and whatever. So I spend my time, you know, rescuing those animals and bringing them in. We used to adopt. I wrote a book on adoption. I made a movie with celebrities. Back in the day, you had, the Love Boat was on and MASH was on and all those kind of shows. And I had those people in my movie. It was called The Safe House, How to Find a Loving Home for Your Pet or Rescued Animal. I really thought, you know, it was all about adoptions. And you do this and do that, and you get them a home. And then I found out it wasn't working. You know, I mean, it doesn't work. I mean, it's the best people. We're not keeping them for life. And then I commissioned a research study, a market research study of the pet industry, if you will. And I remember the phone call. The phone call I got is about 25, 30 years ago. I got a phone call from the guy who was running it. He won't believe it. We just found out. My researchers verified this. What? What'd you find out? This is shocking. What is it? People in America only keep their pets 2.5 years.
What?
Whoa. People in America only keep their pets 2.5 years. And that was before, think about this, 25 years ago. Then we had a recession. We had a housing burst. We had all, you know, the bubble thing. We had, all this stuff turned everything upside down. It's probably much less now. But you and I and everybody listening most likely are keeping their animals for the full 15 years. And there's a whole bunch that are keeping them for a few months. This average is 2.5 years, but that's not real either. It's much less. You know, most people in America are, they're disposable pets for whatever reason, in and out. And when I heard that, I thought, you know what? I'm never, because I had an instance where one of my favorite dogs I adopted to a family that was wonderful. They were supporters. They were terrific people. She was 10 years old. I remember when I rescued her and her kids from just before the night before flood, and Bonnie, and they took Bonnie, and I check up on Bonnie, and she's on the couch with the other dogs for Christmas. Well, in the summer I called, how's Bonnie? Oh, we put her to sleep. What? We put her to sleep. The vet, you know, a vet in a shopping center says, oh, she's developing kidney problems. She's developing kidney problems. So you put her to sleep without calling me. At the time, we had a program we had just started with UC Davis. We started the world's first kidney dialysis for dogs back 25 years ago. Changed human medicine within 3 years. All the human medicine changed because there was a disposable kidney, artificial kidney that we were using. The humans were having glass kidneys washed out with a chemical, and the chemical was a carcinogen. So they wanted to put the disposable kidney on the market, and the FDA says, well, you don't have any tests. And they said, well, will you accept a few hundred dogs that have been dialyzed up at UC Davis? And they said, well, sure. And we made, there was the first couple of years of the program, we made all the covers all over the world of kidney magazines, you know, how the animals gave back to people. And at any rate, I was heavily into kidneys, and here they took one of my favorite dogs, and they killed her because some local shopping mall vet said, oh, she's developing kidney problems. And probably all it meant was a couple of elevations because she ate that morning. I mean, you know, it was stupid. So we got in a big fight, and I slammed the phone down. I said, I will never, ever, ever adopt an animal for the rest of my life. This will never happen. We are now care for life. And that was really the upshot of a lot of things. But Bonnie was the trigger. And we haven't adopted any dogs or cats or anybody. No, they come in and they live for life. We take care of them. And as you know, life is short. So it's
right.
Really,
yes,
you
it
know,
is
you
short.
Do everything you can. Yeah, do everything you can for them. And, you know, and we do. You know, we have a big medical program. We do everything we can for them, keep them feeling good and happy as long as we can, as long as they want to. And that's the upshot of it all. We are care for life.